I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Iran, 15 people die by suicide every day. Some experts say the true numbers may actually be higher. Many of these people are in high school or college. Mike Ansari with Heart for Iran says many Iranian young people are highly educated and connected to the outside world through the internet. Ansari says they see how behind their country is in relation to human rights and even economics.
They ask the question, well, why is it that I can't have the freedom that these people have? Why is it that my future is so bleak? Why is it that I cannot, as a woman, be able to enjoy certain civil liberties that other women have? The most simplest thing is they're being forced to have a hijab, to have a covering.
Through social media, Heart for Iran is reaching young people across the country. Pray many would find their hope in Jesus. And a line of trucks trying to get from Ukraine into Poland has reached almost 50 kilometers in length. Ports in the Black Sea are out of commission due to the Russian invasion. Trucks carry most supplies between the two countries. Eric Mock with the Slavic Gospel Association says,
this has greatly hampered the distribution of aid to these churches. It slowed it down to a crawl. And so all the borders are struggling in the ability of moving food back and forth. And so with winter coming, I'd ask your listeners to pray for the nearly one-third Ukrainians that are displaced from their homes.
Winter is coming soon, and there's no sign of Russia giving up its military goals. But you can help local churches provide warmth and hope in their communities. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.